Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into this place. Just a praying and not even there. Welcome into this place, glory to God, of thanksgiving and glory to this temple that you have given us where the Holy Spirit resides. But we want to welcome you into glory to God, these temples, to magnify your name as we come in your presence to glorify you. God, we'll lift up our hands, lift up our voice, lift up our eyes unto the hills with coming to our help, realizing it comes from you. You are a magnificent, marvelous, wonderful, awesome God. There is none like thee. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. So we bless you tonight. We thank God for you to, as we welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Go over to God coming where we can be able to exalt the Lord, give him glory and honor, intercede on the behalf of his people and those that are in the darkness, those that don't know him in the part of the sins, those that are captive by the enemy. We're praying for those strongholds to come down, praying for an awareness, praying for those, glory to God, that are locked up in not only the spiritual prison but the natural prison, that they can have Christ Jesus and have liberty in Christ. Pray for peace and forgiveness for those that are needed and for those, glory to God, that need to be steadfast in the faith, that, glory to God, are struggling with, glory to God, their time to the fellowship with the Lord because of the conflict that's going on in the earth realm. Help us all to keep that faith. And so we just thank God for transformation, glory to God, and his restoration, and just giving him glory. So we just thank you for welcoming you again to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. This is one of our nights that we have prayer every second and fourth Sunday, but since we're not having a revival, usually we have in October or November, God has placed in my spirit or the Holy Spirit unctioned me to go ahead and have the prayer warriors that's so diligently, faithfully on the line, praying and even ministering, that glory to God, they will be ministering each Sunday all the way up through December. And we do have on the books from ever since a month and a half ago, prophetess with First Lady Bradshaw will have the second Sunday in December. But tonight, we're having one of our own evangelists, Willette, Mother Willette, will be bringing forth our message tonight. Willie LaFont, which we always call Willette, that's the name I got when Mother first introduced me to her. So it stuck with me, Willette. So we thank the Lord for her, looking forward to God to move in a miraculous way. So praise God. Without further ado, since we have so many already came on the line, we don't have to go any further than glory to God. This getting ready for our scripture reading, and which will come from none other than Pastor Sims. And so, give me an opportunity to scroll down to her number. Okay, now, and then we can get our scripture reading. Then our prayer will be coming from none other than our brother minister, Black. So let me scroll, because we have quite a few. So I'm looking for her number real quick. To glory be to God. We have, evidently somebody has called some people for a guest tonight. Thank the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Prayerfully. There she is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord for the fire that's going to come through the vessel tonight. We're looking forward to it. Praise the Lord. We're having our scripture reading. Here is Pastor Sims. And then after the next voice you're going to hear is Minister Black.
Would you be so kind as to read with me Psalms 127, verses 1 and 2? And it reads, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman walketh but in vain. Second verse, it is vain for you to rise up early or to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. The word of God for the people of God.
Hallelujah. Father God, right now we just give you glory. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you for a fresh word, hot off the press in advance. God, filled mother will let until she overflows and anoint her words, God, and the words you put in her mouth, make them fire, God. Let them penetrate, Lord, the fallow ground, God, these hearts of flesh, God, that we can be obedient to your word, life-sustaining, life-changing word, God. Ah, Yekate, we're hungering and thirsting right now, God. Order our steps in your word. Through your Holy Spirit, order our steps. God, we thank you, because if you didn't give your word, we wouldn't have a word. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, now have free course in the atmosphere over the phone lines. We bind the hands of every demonic and satanic spirit that tries to hinder, annihilate, that tries to hold back anything that you're sending forth. We thank you for your angels taking care of it. We are the heirs of salvation. They excel in strength to do your will. And now, God, have free reign. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Lord. We're going to get right on into introducing our speaker for tonight, none other than Evangelist Willette, the mother, one of the prayer warriors that is faithful to this ministry, and we're not going to do official introduction for his ministry for us, because she is well known on the ministry, that she is a warrior, that she intercedes in prayer. She loves the word. She's on fire for the word. This is like, you can tell that she loves eating the word, because the way she talks about it and how it comes out in prayer, and how her faithfulness to this ministry. And thank God, glory to God, right now. I don't know of her, can't remember her pastor's name, but like I said, we're just asking the Lord to bless and use her in a mighty way. We thank God when she opened her mouth, those that may be visitors are going to find out she is fired up with the word. And she's not one of those ones, as we done met her and has the Lord blessed and part of this ministry, that she is who she says she is for, is loving the word and trying to do what's right to love God's people. And she loves seeing people free and delivered and encouraged, and she loves sharing the word. So at this time, none other, glory to God, hallelujah, nor the voice that you will hear now is other than the speaker for the hour, which is Mother Evangelist Willie LaFun. So open your ears and prepare your hearts, glory to God, because we're going to take this ride. Glory to God to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We thank God for her and pray she continue to be encouraged and be used of God, and let God use her to whatever capacity that he desires tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Truly we give glory, honor, and praise to the Most High God. Let me first of all say thank you, God, hallelujah, for another opportunity, hallelujah, to get in the word of God, hallelujah, and God, just get in agreement with your word, hallelujah. I praise you for being our Father God, which art in heaven, hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for all that you've already done, hallelujah. I thank you that you love us, you are for us, hallelujah, and you desire, hallelujah, to meet our needs according to your riches and glory, And I thank you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I thank you for everything that you do for us, even as you sit at the right hand of the Father and make intercession for us. So thank you so much. Thank you for letting me, hallelujah, be a part of what you're doing, Lord God, just by expressing what your word says. Glory be to God. God, I love you. I thank you for how you've been with us all day long. I pray that people will genuinely realize that, God, you are for them. And, God, hallelujah, you are God that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you that, and I give your Holy Spirit free reign to speak to us, to minister to us, to teach us, and help us to get your truth on tonight in the name of Jesus. Dear God in heaven, I love you, Lord God, and I thank you that you love each and every one that's represented on this line. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you speak, hallelujah, to the ones that are on this line, minister to them in such a way, hallelujah, that they experience the power of God's love and how much he wants to be there for them and meet their need in Jesus' name. God, we love you. We invite your Holy Spirit to teach us now and help us to govern ourselves according to the powerful word of God. We love you, Lord, and thank you for those that have come on and thought it not robbery to hear a word from God on tonight. Bless the Lord. Amen in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, praise God, for taking your time out of your schedule to come, hallelujah, and go through the pages of the powerful, living word of God and hear what he has to say. Well, I thank and praise God for the opportunity to share, hallelujah, what the word of God says. I want to say to you tonight is that, praise God, God will deal with your enemy. Hello, somebody. God wants to handle, hallelujah, the one that troubles you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was beginning to think, and I look back over in the Old Testament, and you, as you study the word of God, you'll find that time and time again, there are messages, there are words, praise God, to encourage us, hallelujah, and to give us, hallelujah, messages of what God is saying. And when I began to study, and as we're in our worship services, praise God, and Bible studies, our pastor has a new book, praise God, of how to study the word of God. And as I began to look at certain terms that come over and over, God is saying something to his people, praise God. Even though it's in the Old Testament, he's still speaking. And we just have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. I'm going to say this, praise God. I thought, you know, you need to pick your battles, praise God. And I'm going to give you some scripture, praise God, and I want you to turn while I'm talking to you, praise God. If you've got your Bibles, I'm going to come from two areas, and I'll probably give some more scriptures the Holy Spirit give me. 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, is where I'm coming from, and then Exodus, the 14th chapter, a couple of scriptures from there. But I thought about it. I've been reminded how God did so many amazing things just to reveal and expose, praise God, who he is, the great I am that I am, hallelujah. God, I love you, Lord God. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that he exposed who he was to his people, but he let the devil, and I'll say he let the enemy know who he was, and I say, you know, the Egyptians had God's people in bondage, praise God, and, well, you may want to not say, I want to praise God for that. We don't like to be praising God for being in bondage, but he said, bless the Lord at all times, praise God. So what I'm saying is, but God had to show praise God, Pharaoh and the Egyptians, just who he was. And he had to let them know that those gods that they were serving was not the true and living God. And God let his people know, glory be to God, I am your God. You shall be my people, praise God. And you watch so many signs and miracles and wonders that God did for his people and did not allow them to be hurt, praise God, while he dealt with their enemy. And I want to speak to someone tonight. let God deal with that devil that's troubling you. Hello, somebody. I'm going to say it again. I said earlier, you need to pick your battles, but you need to let God handle, praise God, and I'm going to give you let me put it like this. I wrote it down like this, so I'll say it like this. This is a wow moment. If you're taking notes, you may want to write it down. And I wrote down as a wow moment, that enemy that has been causing you trouble, that's causing you struggles or pain and suffering, you will not have to see that devil again. I like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The God that we serve is a great God. He's an all-powerful God. And I promise you, if he says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above, praise God, what we ask or think, hello, somebody, glory be to God, he can do it. Praise God. Now, you just said, Miss Willie, you said a whole lot because I've had a lot of devils on my case and I've had a lot of things going on. Well, you got a devil on your case, but I tell you what, if you turn it over to the Lord and give it to him, but there's some things that you want to do, praise God. And I'm going to read this from Exodus so you get an idea of what I'm talking about. Exodus 14th chapter, praise God, and I'm going to look at verse 12 through 14 very briefly. It says, did we not say to you in Egypt? Now, these are the Israelites talking to Moses. Hello, somebody. The Israelites was telling Moses, leave us alone so that we can may serve the Egyptians. Now, if you got a devil on your case, an enemy, and you telling me you don't want to be set free, you want to stay with that devil, are you kidding me? Those Egyptians, come on, somebody. And it says, the Israelites was telling Moses, it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Hello, somebody. Now, look at what Moses' response to them is, praise God. But Moses told the people, do not be afraid. In other words, fear not. Stand still, and you will see the salvation which he will accomplish, who God will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians that you see today, you will never see again. Oh, my God, that's a message for somebody. The devil that's been harassing you, you don't have to see that devil again. You don't have to fight with that case again, praise God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I love that. Moses is proclaiming, praise God, as a son of God, a friend of God, praise God, apostle of God, praise God. He said, praise God, do not, because the people were fearful. They said, well, we might as well die over there in Egypt. Why are you bringing us out here in this wilderness and we for us to die here and make our graves out here in this wilderness? But Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. And when you know that you serve the true, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, your provider, Jehovah Rapha, your healer, Jehovah Shammah, your protector, glory be to God. When you know you serve the true and living, glory be to God, the Elohim, your creator, the one who made you, who created the heavens and the earth, praise God, and created us in his image and after his likeness. And then gave us dominion, glory be to God. So Moses said to the people, look here, don't be afraid. Fear not, but stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. He will accomplish this for you today, for the Egyptians that you see. In other words, the enemy that you've been dealing, that's been harassing you, you'll never see him again. What a word. What a word. The Lord, and then in verse 14, Moses said, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. My God Almighty. What a message, praise God. I said, God, that's a good word. I thank you for that word that you're letting us know, praise God. When we surrender to you, praise God, hallelujah, and we're leaning and depending on you, not on our own understanding, but in all our ways we're acknowledging you, praise God, hallelujah. We're depending on you because we know we're in a battle today that we can't win the battle, but you're the one that's able to get us the victory. And by faith, we've already won this. You're in a fight, but you've already winners. Hello, somebody. I'm speaking to somebody. I'm speaking to, if I don't be speaking to nobody but myself, I thank and pray. But when I begin to read that, you know, you can go back and read and you can get messages from God. Hallelujah. God wants to deal with that devil, that one that's been harassing you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we have to make sure we've done what we're supposed to do. And when I go back to 2 Chronicles, I'm going to give you an example of a man who helps us to understand what we should be doing, praise God. So when we come to the Lord and we pray to him believing that we receive, we can expect God to deal with that devil of affliction. Hello, somebody. God will. He's able. And his word, hallelujah, God has given us his word. What a message of hope all throughout the word. God is saying, I love you and I want the best, and I'm the one that's able to get the best for you. Praise God. If I was not willing to forsake giving up my only begotten son to lay his life down for you, how much more will I freely give you all things, things that is according to his will and his word for your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. He'll do it for you. But I'm going to let you see some examples of what this man by the name of Jehoshaphat. I began to go back, and as I began to look back, I love it. I just love what God is saying to us. But it said, Moses is telling the Israelites, the Lord will fight for you. And I'm saying to somebody today that's listening on this line, all of the harassment that you've been dealing with, you know, you must understand as a child of God, praise God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. Hello, somebody. Somebody, I heard my friend say today, you know, since the days of John the Baptist, the heavens suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. The Holy Ghost is going to give you some good understanding of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you must realize sometimes you need to understand the violent is the born-again believers, and they take, praise God, what God says and stand on that word. You're going to take what God has already given you, praise God. You got to possess it, praise God. If God told the Israelites, look, go over in Canaan. I've given you this land. Hello, somebody, but you got to go over. You got some fighting to do. You got to deal with some people, but I've already gotten that. I've given you that. Now you got to possess it. Hello, somebody. And sometimes it takes a fight. Glory be to God. But God has gotten the victory for you. But you can't be afraid. You can't be timid. You can't be fearful. You got to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Praise God. He'll let you know what you need to deal with, what you don't need to deal with. And God, the last time I checked, his word teach me that I can cast all of my cares on him. Praise God. Don't just lay down or take anything that the enemy tell you got to deal with. But know this, I'm just sharing this with you, what the word of God says, and it's speaking to my heart. The Lord will fight. You don't need to be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear. If you've been dealing with fear, anxiety, depression, oppression, whatever it is, the devil is a liar. That did not come from God. That's not your inheritance. Read Psalms 103. Praise God. I thank God for all of the benefits to the children of men. He's healed me of all of my diseases. Glory be to God. You can read it to see what it says. Praise God. There's so much that God has already given us as born-again believers of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, if you haven't been taught this, get in the Word and study it for yourself and know that what God says, hallelujah, he backs up what he says. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now, once again, praise God, God will deal with that enemy that has been troubling you or causing you to struggle or bring pain and suffering in your life, praise God. And that devil that has been causing this in your life, you don't need to have to see him ever again in your life. I believe God. I believe God can knock the devil in the head with a hammer, so to speak, praise God, hallelujah, with a blink of an eye. Hallelujah. And I recall a good time, praise God, when I was in Mississippi, praise God, and the enemy was kicking up his feathers and dust and causing so much trouble, praise God, that the Lord said, say hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. And he said, now, I said, devil, receive a headache. Did you know that the devil could receive a headache? Oh, yes, he can. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that comes with knowing who you are and listening to the voice of God and obeying him. Hello, somebody. Let me not get off the subject. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. You just stand still, praise God. You've got to get in a position where you're going to seek God, ask God for help, trust in God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And know that God will bring it to pass, praise God. Now, let me go hasten on, praise God, because I know some of you may have some things to do, but I want you to get in this word tonight, and I just feel at liberty to go through some of these scriptures. Second Chronicles, go to it, praise God. Chapter 20, and I'm just going to start there. Just go with me. I hope and pray that you're not in a hurry. You're not in a hurry. I'm not going to keep you all night. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. And now I'm talking about this man who would give us some thoughts about what we can do, praise God, when we're dealing with an enemy, praise God. And this man who we're talking about today is Jehoshaphat. I like Jehoshaphat because one of the things, he was the son of Asa, was King Asa was his father. And after Asa had, he was doing good, but then he started, he got off track. Hello, somebody. And then he got a disease in his foot. You can go back and read some of Second Chronicles before chapter 20, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But then when he died, Jehoshaphat, became the king. He was the king of Judah, praise God, instead of his father, Asa, praise God. Now, hallelujah, chapter 20, I want to just go there briefly, praise God. We're still talking about God has a way of dealing with your enemy. He can deal with that one that's been causing you your problems. Hello, somebody. Now, remember, Jesus also said, praise God, John 16:33, in the world you're going to have tribulation, trouble. Hello, somebody. But then he said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And if Jesus have overcome the world and you are in Christ, glory be to God, guess what? You've already overcome. But if you don't, praise God, walk in your victory, because some people would just let the devil treat them in a kind of way, and they don't realize that they can walk in the victory, praise God, that God has for you. Chapter 20, just go with me. It came to pass, this verse 1, after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Amorites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Now, if they come against Jehoshaphat was the king, to battle, guess what? That means that they were the Ammonites and the Moabs, right? They were the enemy to Jehoshaphat. They're coming against them to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, ah, there come a great multitude against you from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, look here now, there be in Hazazon, Tamar, which is in Jedi. And Jehoshaphat, what? First thing, when he heard that news, he feared. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Hello, somebody. And set himself, look at here, Jehoshaphat, write this down. This is your first point that Jehoshaphat is going to give you. He set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout Judah. He was the king. He could tell the whole nation of Judah, look, everybody fasting. And I used to remember they had cows and everything else fasting. Fast, praise God. But he set himself. Now, that means you got to make up your mind that you're going to set yourself, seek the Lord. You have a fixed, a made-up mind. Glory be to God. You know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God is creator, sustainer, and provider, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he can do anything but fail. So Jehoshaphat is saying to us, I'm going to speak to you, he's going to speak to us, and I'm just going to speak it out to you, praise God. Jehoshaphat is letting us know you got to make up in your mind instead of being afraid. Yeah, he feared when he heard that news, and some things will shake, rattle you, and cause you to roll around. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. But if you think about, hallelujah, who you serve, and you think about who you belong to, glory be to God. Jehoshaphat is saying you got to praise God, set yourself. And I wonder when you say, well, why did the man of God fear, this king, great king fear? And I mean, when you look at some of the previous verses, you'll see people were bringing stuff to him left and right. He had an abundance, praise God. But that's because he had set himself, praise God, praise the Lord. He set himself to seek the Lord. And praise God, the word of God tells me if you seek the Lord, you'll find him. I heard in the scriptures, praise God, I read it and it said, if you be with the Lord, he'll be with you. Come on, somebody. You've got to decide. You are with God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you're with him, he's going to be with you. But if you forsake him, read it in the scriptures in there, he's going to forsake you. And you don't need... We live in a time where you better keep God on your side. Glory be to God. You can't afford to have it no other way. So Jehoshaphat says, look here. He set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast. And Judah, look here, verse 4, gathered themselves together to do what? Ask help. Ask for help. If you need help, ask for it. God, I need help. I've been struggling with this, the addiction of cigarettes. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't even think I think they're nasty. But somebody may have a problem. Maybe, hello, I know sometimes I don't need to eat all that fried food. Hello, I got a problem. God, I need your help with this devil. Let it go in the name of Jesus. Ask for help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah that came to seek the Lord, glory be to God. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get our minds on one accord and seek after God and say, Columbia, South Carolina, we need to seek God like America. We need to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. We need to ask God to help us in this hour. So much stuff going on. And oh my goodness, the God that I serve, he loves us so much. All of this excess murder and violence and all of this immorality that's going on, God, he will set it straight. But he can deal with it in today, praise God. But we've got to make up, and I love this, how this king, he would tell everybody it's time to seek God, to cry out for help. Praise God. Verse 5, and Jehoshaphat, and they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new courts and said, O Lord, now he began to pray. He cried out to the Lord, and this is his prayer, praise God. So you got to pray. Hallelujah. You cry out for help. That means you cry out to the right source. You're calling your friend or your buddy or your posse. It's not the right answer, but it's calling on the name of the Lord. Hello, somebody. Praise God, the one that's able to do something about the situation, praise God. God wants to deal with that enemy that's harassing you, that's causing you all of your struggles. Hello, somebody. And said, verse 6, and said, O Lord God, this is a prayer, God of our fathers, and he talks to God. He's praying. You need to pray. What did Jesus tell the disciples? Said, Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father God, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hello, somebody. Jehoshaphat said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are not you God in heaven, and you rule not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen, and in your hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand you? Jehoshaphat praying a prayer, praise God. We know that you're the all-powerful God. And nobody can withstand you. Hello, somebody. Verse 7, are not you our God who did drive out the inhabitants of the land? He's even putting the people, as they hear him praying, in remembrance of what God has already done. And you are a friend of Abraham forever. Verse 8, and they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary there for your name, saying, if when evil. Now watch, and we know we're living in an evil time now. Hello, somebody. See, Jehoshaphat is letting us know how to pray. If when evil come upon you as a sword or judgment or pestilence or famine or stand before, and we stand before this house, when this stuff come, hello, somebody, Jehoshaphat is saying, when stuff like this come, you stand before the house, because they was told when they stand back in the temple of the Lord, praise God, and in the presence of God, for your name is in the house of God, and cry unto God in our affliction, then you will hear and you will help. That's what verse 9 says. Jehoshaphat is saying, when you cry out to God in your distress and the stuff that you're dealing with, when you cry out to him, and I'm going to say, and believing, glory be to God, that he's big enough to do it for you. I love God because I learned as a little girl that God is big enough to do anything. Praise God. When my dad was gone away for a long time, I loved my dad above all else, and I prayed and asked God, because I remember somebody say, God answers prayers. And I prayed to God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And I said, God, please bring my dad back home. And a day or so later, a car drove up, and my dad got out the car. You're talking about the happiest little girl. But because I heard somebody say, God answers prayer, and I prayed, and God answered that prayer, I knew from that very moment as a little girl, God is big enough to do anything. So I thank and praise God. But Jehoshaphat is saying, when they come back and they obey here, because they knew what the word of God said, they knew what the law was saying, when we come back and we have all this going on because of judgment, pestilence, famine, he said, when we pray to you and cry out to you in our affliction, you will hear us and you will help. And that's confirmation in 1 John, the 5th chapter. He said, you know, praise God, this is the confidence that we have. When we pray, praise God, we know you hear us. And if we know you hear us, we have the petitions that we ask. Hello, somebody. When you are dealing with something and you're tired of, you pick what you're going to deal with. Sometimes, you know, pick your battles. Sometimes people think they are the ones who are doing this. No, God is all of our help. The scripture says, I'll look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. Let me hasten on, because I ain't going to keep you forever. Praise God. I promise you that. Praise God. Let me go down, too, because he's been praying. Praise God. Verse 12, I'm going to skip down. O our God, will thou not judge them who the enemies that want to come against us? For we have no might. They've realized, God, we are helpless without you. We have no might against this great company that come against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes upon you. We got to look to the hills from which cometh our help. Praise God. When you're dealing with one thing after the other and you tired, the blood of Jesus against everything that try to come against you in the name of Jesus. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah. His word teach, praise God. And I'm praying now, Lord, let the counsel of the ungodly come to naught, absolutely nothing. You believe sometimes the enemy have people up devising plans at night, how they're going to plot, scheme, and scam you. Hello, somebody. The blood of Jesus against them, I said, it will drop to the ground and will not come to fruition in Jesus' name. Verse 13, praise God. Hallelujah. And all Judah stood before the Lord. Look at this, all Judah. Wouldn't that be nice to get people on one accord? You can't get people on accord in one house. Hello. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And then upon, look here, God gave a word to the man of God, the prophet, the seer, Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. When you cry out, praise God, you have a sincere heart, and you cry out to God for help, praise God, he'll answer you, glory be to God. He'll give you a response. And look at what the man of God spoke, what the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him and said. He said, hearken, all ye Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Watch this. Look what he's saying. Be not afraid. Hallelujah. nor be dismayed. Hallelujah. You ain't even got to be troubled by this, by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Hello, somebody. And I say God has a way of dealing with your enemies. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The battle is not yours. It belongs to God. Sometimes you fighting stuff and you saying, Lord, what else can I do? The Holy Spirit said, when you going to turn it over to the Lord? When you're going to release that thing? When you're going to cast your cares upon him and let him fight that battle for you? God loves you and he wants the very best and he can get you. Jesus has gotten us victory. Glory be to God. You're in a fixed fight. Yes, it's still a fight. All you got to do is stand still, glory be to God. Proclaim the word of God. Speak, and you can say some things. That's why I love what the New Testament teach. Praise God, how God give us authority. And Luke, praise God, the 10 and 19, praise God. He said, I give you authority and power to trample upon the serpents and scorpions. In other words, over all the power of the enemy. Glory be to God. And nothing shall by any means harm you. That's what he says, praise God. Hallelujah, Luke. Glory be to God. So he said, the battle is not yours, but it's God's. And he said, what, in verse 16, he said, tomorrow go ye down against them. Now, even though the battle is yours, God getting you the victory, guess what? You still got to face them. Sometimes people don't want to face the issue. You got to face it. Face them. Behold, they come up. God even tell them, the prophet is telling them exactly how they where they're going to come, where they're going to be. By the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them. Tell them exactly where they're going to be. At the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Look at God. He know where that devil is. He can't hide. Glory be to God. Ye shall not need, and he repeated this. When God repeats something, when the word of God repeats something, he's saying something. He wants you to get the message tonight, people of God. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle, but set yourself. Jehoshaphat saying, set yourself. Make up, you have a fixed mind that God is the I am that I am, and he's still able to do it. Glory be to God. I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care how many hurricanes, how many tsunamis, whatever's going on, God is still on the throne. He's still in charge. He said, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20, that's the verse we're on in verse 17. Salvation with you. Where was I? Just then, praise God. See the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. Be not dismayed. He done said that again. Tomorrow you go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. I'm going to say that again. For the Lord will be with you. If you're facing a situation, you're not facing it by yourself, people of God. My Lord, set yourself, Jehoshaphat said. Seek the Lord, praise God. Sometimes I heard Mother BJ say the other week, let's fast the next few days because we need to, some of these strongholds need to be broken, oppression, some other things for the youth, praise God. Hallelujah. Set yourself to seek the Lord. Proclaim a fast. Ask God for help. When you ask God for help, don't come pitiful as though you're coming to someone that, well, I hope he can hear me today. I hope he'll be able to do something about that. You can't be, what is Mark 11th chapter? Jesus spoke and he said, have faith in God and you speak. See, we're living on a different dispensation and we're on a different covenant. We're under the covenant, the blood of Jesus, glory be to God. We under the blood of Jesus, praise God. So you, praise God, can speak to the situation yourself. You can stand still and say the word. Say what you're not going to put up with. Devil, you a lie. You made thinking you had a hold of my kids, but not no more. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. I command you to loose every influence you ever had, and I pray the sword of the Spirit will begin to sever every yoke of bondage that you may have had over them in Jesus' name. And they shall, hallelujah, be saved and declare the great and mighty acts of God. Hallelujah. You better say something. You don't need to just sit and not say anything. Ask God for help. And today in the New Testament, believe that you receive and you can have what you say. Don't go to God in doubting and wondering whether he's able to do it. If you're a child of God, trust God. Recognize the power of God. And God is not, if he send you out on an assignment, praise God, you ain't going by yourself. We was doing street ministry. Well, I didn't have a problem doing street ministry because God was always with us. If you listen to him, he'll tell you, the Holy Spirit will tell you exactly what you need to say to this person or that person. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has a way of dealing with that devil that's been troubling you. Praise God. But listening to what God is saying to Jehoshaphat, you don't need to fight this battle, baby. Glory be to God. You're in a fixed fight. Praise God. You need to begin to believe in the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where was I? Remind yourself. Remind yourself of what God has already done for you. I wrote that down. Praise God. Remember what he's already done. That's why I remembered when the Lord brought my dad back home. That reminded me of how great God was. I was sick again. I joined the military, and I was having trouble breathing, having a lot of sinus trouble, praise God. And the major sit down next to me, he said, you know, because they could hear me trying to breathe, and he said, you know, you can be healed of that. That was at Fort Hood, praise God. That's if Georgia's on the line. And the major sit down there. He said, well, you can be healed. And I said, yeah, I do know, because God is big enough to do anything. And he spoke to me. He said, you're healed in Jesus' name. Immediately, I began to breathe normal. Immediately, glory be to God. You're in a fixed fight. Hallelujah. You can cry out to the Lord. Seek God. Set yourself. Seek the Lord. Stop running here. Stop running there. The woman that had spent everything she had, the woman with the issue, praise God, gave all her money, went to every doctor she knew, and she grew worse. But she met Jesus. She said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. She was able to get what she needed, and she was delivered. And then cost her a thing except for to trust and have faith that when she touched the hem, she didn't have to look up at him. She didn't have to touch his leg. She just touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole from that very moment. Glory be to God. Faith. Hallelujah. Remember what God has already done for you. Remember, praise God, 2 Chronicles, the battle is not yours. It is God's. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then now what? When you read the rest of it, you can read it yourself, praise God. But the people, praise God, hallelujah. When they began to pray to God and God used that prophet to speak to them, man, all that Jehoshaphat could do, he could do just drop on the ground, and they began to worship God. They began to praise. We look back at verse 18 and 19. They worship, and they began to praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then praise the Lord. I just love that, because when you see that God has done it, you can't help but to go back and give him thanks. Praise God. Give him the praise. Continue to believe God. Know that God will fight against your enemy. And remember what the word of God says. Remember what God says in his word. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So when you're going through this or that, things are going to come, because Jesus said, praise God, in Matthew, praise God, the 7th chapter, at the end of that Sermon on the Mount, you'll find him begin to say things like, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them is like a wise man that built his house on a rock. And when the wind and the rain and the floods came, that's when all these different types of troubles come. Hello, somebody. He said they beat on that house, but it didn't fall. Why? Because it was founded on the rock. And who is the rock? That's Jesus. Church, we've got to trust in the Lord. We got to hear what the Father is saying to us tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 12 said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And you know, since you're looking at that person that just been hating on you, just pray for them. Lift them up in prayer, praise God. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Trust in the Lord. Glory be to God. Just do what he said. Hear what he's saying. I love this, how he said, do not be afraid. Stop being so fearful. And you'll see, he said, stand firm and you'll see the salvation. That's what Exodus said, salvation of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that devil that's been harassing you, I say it like this, those Egyptians that's been causing you all this trouble, you won't see them no more after today. Because remember how the Lord allowed the Israelites' enemies to be what? Swallowed up by the Red Sea. And the Israelites walked over on dry ground. Glory be to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just came by to encourage you that God loves you. Praise God. He cares so much for us. And he don't want you thinking that you got to, child, you'd be worn out trying to do stuff that just out of your, some things are out of your hand. What you are able to do is pray believing that you receive. What you are able to do if your child is in some type of issue, pray for them. Try to encourage them to know God for yourself. And they need to know God in such a way that they begin to believe what the Word of God says. And know that, praise God, this is a fixed fight. We just have to stand still and we have to trust that, you know what, God got this. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. I pray that something that we've said tonight, I don't want to keep you very long. I could have probably kept going on. That message, if you could just read about Jehoshaphat, praise God. I mean, and the words of encouragement that he gives you, but I just love what God is saying to us tonight. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't be sitting there, and why would in the world would you think that in being enslaved by an enemy that's causing you nightmares one after the other is better than what God has for you. You've got to move forward, praise God. But I want to encourage you today that God has a way of dealing with your enemies. But you have to come to the Lord. Do what Jehoshaphat says. Set yourself to seek the Lord, praise God. Proclaim a fast if need be, praise God. Ask God for help. When you ask God for help, God will hear what you're saying when you pray to him in faith, and he will help. And remember, the battle is not yours. We're in a fixed fight. It's in the Word of God. Jesus has gotten us to victory. The last enemy that's got to be defeated is death himself. But we don't even be afraid of death because we know where our eternity is going to be. But we don't have to give up today. Hello, somebody. Live until God says, okay, my child, you've done what I've asked you to do. That's enough. Praise God. But we're going to live and we'll continue to intercede. Father God, in that precious name of Jesus, I thank you so much. I pray, Father God, that you've spoken to the hearts of your listeners. I pray, God, that you will minister to them. Lord God, however you want to. Holy Spirit, I know you may speak one word to me, but you may speak two words to someone else. Bless your people, Lord God. Let them know that I don't care what's going on, you're yet on the throne. I pray that you, Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts and give us wisdom. If we're supposed to go and vote, Lord God, we're praying that you put people in positions that's going to listen to wise counsel. Lord God, we know that there are people in a battle, Ukrainian, Lord God, and they got an enemy against them. We pray that you get them the victory, Lord God. We pray that they learn to cry out, set themselves to seek you and to cry out to you for help. And we intercede on their behalf. We pray on our for our persecuted Christians. We pray for every born-again believer, every family member, Lord God, every neighbor, Lord God. We pray for America today. Lord God, we pray that we are a people, Lord God, that's going to lean and depend on you and trust you and have the confidence and the assurance that you are a great God, a mighty God. You've given us your very best. You love us, and you're looking out for us. Thank you for giving me a message of hope that I don't need to fight. Praise God. I can bring the situation to you and expect you're going to work it out for good. And it's a done deal. By faith, I pray the prayer of faith. And I love you, Lord. Thank you so much for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Back to you, Minister BJ.
Praise the Lord. What a mighty God. I bless the Lord. This word was so powerful tonight. We thank God for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Letting us know that God will fight our battles. Praise the Lord. I don't want to go into anything else before we find out. Is there anyone online that needs prayer, would like to have prayer in the name of Jesus for whatever that might be going on in your life?
and then we will take any remarks afterwards. Praise the Lord. If you desire prayer, we're going to open the lines in just a moment. My screen changed, but I thank God for you. It was a powerful message and one that's a need right about now, especially with everything that's going on in life. We need to be reminded of that the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. But we need to be dressed for the battle. And there are some things, even when he tells us things, glory to God, that he is doing and he's going to bring us out, or he's working some things, there's still some things that we have to do by faith, as you just said. But faith without works is dead. And he does not give us the spirit of fear. So I praise God for that powerful message. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up, so just in case anybody do have a prayer request. Bless the Lord. Please coming back up now and opening the lines. All of them not open yet, but if anyone does, you can go ahead and say so. Let's see, I got a couple more to open. Anyone else that has a prayer request, we want to let you know that you can go ahead and even if you are speaking now and we can't hear you, I got a couple more lines to open. But if those, pray God, just one more, I think. It's a little slow. Okay, anyone that have a prayer request, you can speak now. Here's something, but it's not coming clear. Say it again. Sound like somebody was trying to say something. I don't know if something going on with the line or not. Well, I got one prayer request. I'm going to continue to pray for Pastor Apostle, Prophetess Bird. The Lord bless her. She is reporting that she's doing better today. I believe she's on the line, but maybe, I don't know if it's on silence, but thank God for bringing her through that vertigo, even though this just might be a little bit just lingering, but we know we call it already done, that God bless. And thank God for those that did hear about it, that were praying for her. Praise God. We continue to keep her lifted up before the Lord, because it's a warrior that God has placed, and glory to God that in our midst and has a word in her belly for the body of Christ.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. So there's no one asking for prayer requests tonight. And we will open the line and find out, praise God, if there is any remarks for such a powerful word that was spoken tonight, that God will bless. But I pray God's blessings upon her, blood covering over. Truly, that was a word that God has sent to the body of Christ. I pray God will take in it the strength and wisdom, the knowledge and the submission and obedience and the waiting on the Lord and trusting him through it in the times you need to always pray. And he said, pray without ceasing. But even when you have to attach a fast, because some things come by fasting and prayer. So we thank God for the yokes being destroyed and that he desires to see us free and go over to God. He says, stand fast in the liberty where I've set you free and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. And he also said, whom the Son set free is free indeed, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I thank God again for the word that was spoken tonight. And at this time, we're going to take any remarks that would like to comment on the blessing through that word that came forth out of our evangelist.
Praise God.
Go ahead and let Pastor Bird and then Pastor Sims. Go ahead, Pastor Bird.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was a wonderful message tonight. Because we all need to be reminded that God got this. Regardless of what battle we're in, we got to know if God is for us, he's more than the whole world against us. And we just need to stand on his word. And even in the midst of that, and this is just something God said to me, because I was just been going through this week, and it's been tough. And there was times when I just did not feel like praying. That there were just times that I didn't want to do nothing but just lay on that bed and sleep. But I remember that God answers all prayers, and God will send us help. And the thing is that sometimes we don't want to accept the help that God sent us and how he sent it.
Amen.
But I just call for reinforcement, laying in my bed and just receiving, because that was all I could do. So that was a great word tonight, and we just got to always know that God decides how he's going to heal us or set us free or bring us through, but we can always know that he is for us and that he got the greater plan. So I enjoyed that so much tonight, sister. That was just a blessing to me. I'm just still going through, so I'm sort of quiet. But I did want to say that I was blessed by the word tonight, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay, Pastor,
you do give God the honor and the praise. He's able to be on the line tonight to hear this great anointed message that was brought forth by Mother Willette. He said one thing, a few things that I wrote down. Set yourself to seek the Lord. Now that's a big. Set yourself to seek the Lord. And another one said, you better seek the Lord. That's what she said. Who else and what else do we have? You better seek the Lord. That's what she said. And she told us the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. Do you believe that? The power is the word. And the last one she gave us, one of the last ones was, you are in a fixed fight. You already know the fight has been fixed by the word of God. You are a winner. Thank the Lord. We ask the Lord to help you to preach many more sermons and to live long and prosper. We thank each and every one of you for being on the line tonight.
We praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you for using Sister Willette so powerful tonight, Father God. The main thing that gets me out is when she said, trust in the Lord, because that's what quite a lot of people don't get straight. They're asking for favors, but they don't put the complete trust, knowing that everything is already done, because according to the word of God, God said all needs have been met. So when she said, trust in the Lord, that means regardless what, because your husband has to trust. So then we start talking bold. That's all you know. What God tell you is yours, is yours. I don't care who stand before you. If God said, you, this is what I'm going to do, then put your faith in him and stand strong, man. Trust in the Lord. Don't care what come against you, sickness, disease, whatever it is. You got the power to bind and stand. Bind and stand. That's what's going to, because God tells us already by his stripes we are healed. So when you're going to speak to God and you asking God for something, man, put it plain and trust him that whatever going on, I got to see a change here, baby. I got to see a change. So I would be delighted of the food that we get this night from Willette. Thank God for using our mightily. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Alexander. And thank you, Pastor Sims. Praise God, and I receive that special blessing that you gave to me. God bless both of you, women of God. I love you both in Jesus' name, all of you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Mother Willette, you always bring just a healthy and a rich, rich meal to the table, and it's so rewarding when we can be reiterated the word of God. And you know, sometimes we can be at peace, we can be just comfortable, but when the word comes and we're reminded just one more time, it just fools us up. Ah, my God. And it gets us running. It gets us running. And I'm telling you, if we're in the midst of a group of people and we speak a word just like Mother Alexander said, and you speak with boldness because you know you got it and you know what's yours is yours, and you speak a word of God, everybody's going to know that you mean business. There'll be a shift, a change in the atmosphere. And I just thank God for the word, because you caught my attention from soon as that whistle blew and that gunshot and everybody started running. When Moses told the children of Israel, God got this, y'all going to be all right. And it just did something in me. It fed my soul, and I just thank God for the word tonight. God bless you. Love you.
Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Sister Willie. I just enjoy you so much, I tell you. What I got out of that on tonight, when you were saying God knows where the devil is. You know, he do. He knows exactly where the devil is. And so it says, for the Lord is with you, knowing that the Lord is with us. And if we can just believe that the Lord is with us, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And then he said, the devil, he said, devil, when you got to talk about a different thing, you said, devil, you is a liar. And it said, and then you were saying, we better open our mouth. Yes, we better start opening our mouth and speak and proclaim these things that we know that God is able to do for us. And I said, you said, you don't have to fight for yourself in this battle. You said, you got to trust in the Lord and pray and believe in him. And that's exactly what we got to do. We got to open our mouth and speak this word boldly and just believe and stand on what the word of God said. And I just thank God for everything, that how you have brought that word forth. I always enjoy hearing you speak the word, even when we just sitting, when we talking on the phone, how you just bring the word out. I thank God for you. Just God continue to bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister McCormick. Amen.
Praise God. Is anyone else, bless the Lord, have anything else they want to share before we praise God? Well, we bless the Lord again because it brought so many different points out. That was a blessing and so forth. How it was just stated the course on about Jehoshaphat and the prayers, and even how we are to pray, and how the model prayer that you said Jesus told us how to pray, and how you even said we need to get in the Word and study it, and then God will deal with that enemy. But then also we have to faith and have to have faith and believe and not fear. But bless the Lord for all that was already said. Praise God. And how the kingdom suffered battle, the bottom take by force, because there's going to be some things that we are going to have to take by force. But in the meantime, we can't be a jellyback. We got to have faith and stand on what God's word says, and he's true to his word, and he's not a God that he should lie, and his word is not going to go out void, and it will accomplish everything that he said it out to do. And we need to be make sure we got that whole armor on and continue to stand fast and hold fast and do what is necessary. Pray. Sometimes we need to fast. Pray. We need to be continuously standing in our faith and not be in a place, glory to God, will allow the enemy to wear us down. And fear may come sometimes, but that's why the Bible tells even with every imagination, exalt yourself against about bringing into captivity, cast your cares. So I bless the Lord for you. Doing an outstanding job and thanking God for how you presented the message tonight. And it is something that we can live by daily and something we need to walk by daily with. Praise God. At this time, we're going to leave whatever remarks you have, and then I will I'll tell you, it's amazing how you brought so much in a power-packed message tonight. And normally I was expecting you to be probably finishing at this time, not that early, but it was all that was needed. And glory to God, and it was just really how the Lord just blessed you and expound on the word in such a beautiful way tonight. Praise God. At this time, we'll give the floor back over to you so that way you can make your remarks. I'll make this announcement on the other speakers that are upcoming, and then we're going to say good night and celebrate Jesus and get ready for prayer tomorrow night. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God, Minister BJ. God bless you. I love you, and I thank and praise God. You gave me opportunity just to, stand in John's shoes. Praise God. I'm like, when it comes to ministering the word, Br'er Rabbit in the brow patch. I'm just where I want to be. Praise God. But I love you all. I thank you so much for the wonderful comments. And I wanted to say for 2 Thessalonians, praise God. I always have a word. And I try to quit when I hear the Holy Spirit. That's enough. I'm learning to behave. Praise God. I got a long way to go, but I'm still learning to behave. 2 Thessalonians, praise God, 1 and 6 says, sin, it is a righteous thing. And it talks about when you're going through your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. But verse 6 says, sin, it's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation. He going to pay back tribulation to them that trouble you. Praise God. And you can read some more of that as you will. But God will deal with them. And I thank and praise God. If you all get the chance, go back and start reading maybe chapter 2 Chronicles chapter 17 and read more about Jehoshaphat. Because
that was
he
a
had
good message. I love that Jehoshaphat, not that
him.
One, yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing how God would speak to you. And I wrote down little notes in the Bible how in that 18th chapter that one king, the king of Israel, had joined with the Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. And then they wanted to go up and fight these other people. And then, well, because Jehoshaphat had decided before, he's going to set himself to seek the Lord, because he said, have you got a word from the Lord about going up against this battle? And that's the important thing. A lot of times we fight battles. Well, what has God said about that? Hello, somebody.
Uh-oh.
I don't need
Amen.
To keep going on that. But praise God. But what that verse 7 said, you know, that king, the king of Israel said, oh, that prophet, he don't never say nothing good about me. He always prophesies evil. And Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat said, basically he said, say it ain't so. I love it. He said, say it ain't so. He said, Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Ain't that the same thing as say it ain't so?
All right,
I love
God,
it. And then a lot of times the king said, didn't I tell you that somebody called him, but they'll be all right. I'm on the prayer line, praise God, and I'll call them back. They'll get the message. But anyway, another time he was, praise God, in that chapter, he said, didn't I tell you that prophet wasn't going to prophesy? You know, people want you to prophesy good to them, but they don't want you to prophesy what the Lord say. You better say what God tells you
Lord
to say. Praise God.
Yes.
God, baby, I appreciate this message from God, because God wants us to know, stop you battling and wrestling and not getting any peace and rest. Let God deal with that situation for you, praise God. Now, don't get me wrong. You do what you need to do. You continue to stand on the word of God. You continue to speak the word, declare and decree. Glory be to God. Don't take whatever the devil dish out, because you are an anointed. You are, praise God, not just a child of God, but an heir of God, a joint heir with the Lord. Glory be to God. So when you speak, the Holy Ghost in you give you authority to say something about situations. But you better be believing God. And I thank and praise God that he tells us tonight in this message that, honey, I love you. I love you so much. You know what? If you are a parent, do you want your children to be in a fight? No. If you could fight the fight for them. Now, don't you know our Father God in heaven can fight any battle we ever face? Let him do it.
Yeah.
And I love what Pastor Prophet Bird said. Praise God. Sometimes we got to remember to accept the help, and that's a lot of problems of we don't accept. You can do it. Sometimes people ask you for prayer, and guess what? They ain't believing what you're saying. They ain't accepting. They feel like they got to do it. Stop thinking you got to do it, because God is on the throne. But I appreciate the wonderful comments, praise God. I thank and praise God that he loves us so much, and he's reminding us, because every word is there for a reason, and he's teaching us something. Some things you ain't got to worry about. God has already got the victory for us. We live in this world, but remember, you still got to face some situations, but you don't have to be afraid, because God said, I'll never leave nor forsake you. I'm right here with you when you're going to ask me for help. Hello, somebody. God bless each one of you. I love you, and I thank and praise God for Pastor BJ again for giving me opportunity. And thank and praise Minister Carmelita for calling me and praying for me this morning, because it was a busy week and a busy, busy day, but to God be the glory. And I just love God, and I thank and praise him for what he's doing. Thank you. God bless each one of you.
Praise God for powerful comments. Amen. That was blessed. What was that? First Thessalonians. I know the scripture, but I don't remember where is that. You said First Corinthians. I mean First Thessalonians.
Second Thessalonians 1:6. But you read that, you'll see some more in there, right? 1:6 is where it's a righteous thing for God to recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble you. Praise God. I find what God says, and I said, thank you, Jesus. Deal with that devil. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bless the Lord tonight again, like I say, for the word and for even your comments just now and that you reiterated as well. Thank God for everyone tonight that was supportive to come on tonight, and then we're going to have our next service on next Sunday, which will be Mother Alexander, the evangelist. Glory to God, another powerful woman of God that's part of the ministry. The next week after that will be, the following week, then we will have our guest speaker, because we're going over into November now, and that speaker would be none other than Prophetess First Lady Bradshaw, that was set up for about a month and a half ago. And then on the third Sunday, we will have, this Sunday was October the 30th, Mother Willette. November 6th will be Mother Alexander. November 13th will be Prophetess Bradshaw. Or November 20th will be Minister Black. November 27th will be Prophet Bird. December 4th, Mother McCormick. December 11th, Pastor Sims. And I have to look at the date for how this is working for third Sunday before I really actually set it up. But if I do, then we may ask Evangelist Noel, and may have a guest, someone speaking with her that day. Because December, around the holiday, I'm not going to put anybody on that day, especially if it's falling on the weekend of the 5th. But we're going to stop saying that we haven't had service in time past, but if it falls like that on the weekend, we will not have it that day. We'll probably have that Monday service prayer. So in the meantime, we thank the Lord for it. And Brother Black made an announcement. And I know he's going to see his family, but he said if he has to switch with anybody, he would. But he can go into another room and minister. So for right now, unless some emergency or something else comes up or something, important that has to change our scheduling, the Lord say the same like last with all of us. We believe in God will bless us. Just as powerful as this word was tonight, I'm looking forward to just none other than it's going up, glory to God in greater dimensions. So we thank God again for our speaker tonight, and we pray, glory to God's blessings on you all. That, and then I want also for you to keep talk to my spiritual son, Brother Minister Jeff Thompson. His father is Joseph Thompson, is dealing with cancer in his back. It was looking like it was going to get better, but when I talked to him today, and I haven't talked to him in quite a while, and this has been months back since he we talked anything about his father, so I'm going to sign up tonight. He was saying that his father is up in Durham. He says that he lives in Charlotte, but he says that he goes back and forth to see about him, and that it's getting worse. So telling people, a lot of people being challenged with it, some coming through and came out of it, some are going through. So all we can do is continue to pray. His name is Joseph Thompson. So, Minister, we'll let you take that prayer request for him tonight. That will certainly appreciate it.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just, Lord God, we love you, and we thank you that there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us opportunity, Lord God, to intercede on behalf of others. We thank you for the power of your word that you will fight for us. Hallelujah. And Mr. praise God, Joseph Thompson, Lord God, he's in need of you fighting every cancer cell that he's battling with. So we thank you that you've gotten us the victory, because when Jesus went to the cross, praise God, he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. That's our sicknesses and our diseases, praise God. We thank you for 1 Peter 2:24, where you sent your word, and we're already healed. By your stripes, we're already healed. And we thank you for Psalms 107, verse 20, praise God. Your word is so good, and you let us know that healing belongs to the children of God. So we learn how to accept what belongs to us, Father. In the name of Jesus, you've given us what pertains to life and godliness. You've already given it to us. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, will be released in Joseph Thompson's body to fight every cancer cell that's lifting itself up against the knowledge of God. We pray, God, that you give him victory in his body. We plead the blood of Jesus against, Lord God, the war of darkness in the name of Jesus that try to deceive people to make them think that they have to accept whatever situation or whatever diagnosis they've been given. But God, unless you give us the diagnosis, it is not so. We can have a different outcome. You said if you have faith, hallelujah, have faith in God and speak to the situation. So we speak to that cancerous situation and say the cancer must die and Mr. Thompson must live in Christ Jesus' name and declare the mighty works of God. Glory be to God. We pray, oh God, and intercede for this man, Lord God, and pray that you would give him victory, because cancer is nothing. There's nothing too hard for you. And we thank you that that cancer is already under the blood. With your stripes, Jesus, we pray for his divine healing in Jesus' name. And God, we pray that you deal with that vertigo that Prophet Bird has been dealing with. God, I pray that you touch her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord God, hallelujah, we pray that your divine Holy Spirit will speak to our heart and let us know, Holy Spirit, what we can do different if there's something we need to do. But if it's an unseen devil that's trying to exalt himself, we plead the blood of Jesus and pray that you get that hammer and deal with that devil that's causing her trouble in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I just read it, Father, that it's a righteous thing for you to bring tribulation, recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble us. And when we're not at 100%, when we're not feeling good, and you've already given us, hallelujah, healings, praise God, and we receive it, we pray that you deal with that adversary that's trying to fight against us in the name of Jesus. Bless your people. Each person that's on this line meet their needs according to your riches and glory, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We love you, Lord. Thank you so much that you love us, and you want us well, you want us whole, and our needs met. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the prayer. Thank you.
I just wanted to say something. I'm not going to Georgia, and so I'm available whenever for whatever. I'm just available. I'm open. Okay.
Well, we keep your date in line. Then you're the third Sunday then, so everything stays
okay.
The same. Praise God, and we don't change any of that then. Praise the Lord, amen. And pray all be well with the family, and that your family on this side, is you'll get to enjoy with your son, grandson, and whoever else that family that you have on the side up there in Connecticut. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, we're praying for all that will be celebrating Thanksgiving, wherever they did, but that we continue to keep everybody lifted up. And Mother, Brother Black, while you're on the line, I just thought of something. We want to make sure that prayer goes in for tomorrow, too. All these things that we're hearing about these youth that's sick with this respiratory situation that's rising up against the young people, pray against that. It's in so many hospitals are filling up because of that. I mentioned it last week, or earlier, last week, I think on Monday, but we want to keep that prayer on that and tear that stronghold down, and we'll keep that on in our daily prayers and when we come online until we see a change, as well as this stuff that's going on, the attack on the youth, period. We want to always keep that before the Lord. Now go ahead.
Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We do give you praise, God. You're the balm of Gilead. Hallelujah. You're the God of the second chance. Lord, with a mighty hand, you deliver your people. God, and we call those things which be not as though they were. We speak your word and remind you of your word. And you said you'd hasten to perform your word. And we speak by faith now, our babies, God, our youth, God, all over the face of the earth, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you dispatch angels to keep them and protect them, God. Lord, a lot of people don't understand. They don't understand what's going on. But, Lord, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you said you have already come that we might have life and they might have life, and that more abundantly, in a good way, not a bad way, the plan that you have for their lives in the schools, in the colleges, their workplaces, places of residence, God, sports, our children in the hospitals. God, watch over them. Oh, God, bless the parents. Save them. Even that our children, they're yours, God. The one that don't know you as Lord and Savior, save their souls, God. Cover them with your blood. We bind the hand of sickness, disease, infirmities, and weaknesses. That's under the curse, Lord, and we stand in the gap because we're not under the curse. We're Jesus. And if we're Jesus, then we're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise that every promise in your word is yes and amen, and most of all, the promise of the Holy Spirit, not who just indwells in us, but leads us and guides us. Protects us. Hallelujah. Tells us where to go to prevent bad things from happening. And so we thank you now that all is well in advance, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We praise God tonight for all that's been said and done as we get ready to depart off this phone, but not from your presence. Pray blessings upon all of our family members, loved ones, healing and deliverance for our bodies, anything that we have before the Lord, whether we have surgeries coming up or whether there's diagnosis, bind up in a misdiagnosis or prognosis. Pray that God continue to bless that even in the midst of having this situation that we believe with thyroid, grow out with that nodule that we believe in, be benign or either just shrink, period. In the name of Jesus, for and believing God, not only that, but any other prayer requests that have been already gone forth that we are believing God for, and pray for Sister Carolyn's daughter-in-law. Glory to God, where they want to send for hospice. But her prayer, Tasha, is saying that, you know, she's going home, and God, she's believing God for her healing. So we believe in God, even with the stage 4 cancer, God still can raise her up and still speak life and deliver. God, we know at the end of the day you have the last say-so, but until you say otherwise, we're going to keep praying and believing God because you're still doing great and mighty things. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing all of our bodies, our families, our loved ones, angels being camped about us and on the highways, byways, airways, waterways, wherever. We just thank you. Thank you for these your people that are so faithful on prayer line and glory to God speaking the word and those who are getting ready to come forth to pray. I mean, and to also speak the word. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us and keeping our minds. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in us. We bind you up, Satan, all your cohorts, chaos, confusion, bind up, go back, every plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, be eradicated, dismantle, cursed at the root and sent back to the dry places whence it came. And loose, Holy Spirit, have thine own way. We call back our peace and our joy, spiritual blessing as well as financial blessing, encouragement, and a determination to allow the word to take free reign in us as we seek his face and obey it. We thank God again for you all.
Bless the Lord. Amen. And shalom, shalom, with joy and peace. And thank God for Corey's leg, God. We pray and all be well with that. And touch Carissa. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And we bid you shalom.
Jesus.
God bless you all. Thank you again.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Love you. Thank God for the amazing grace.
Oh, hallelujah.